I'm most saddened for what has happened to those many survivors and the families of victims who came there to quietly commemorate. It should not have happened. At the same time, I think Mr. Vucic should also not try to manipulate this for his own political gain. After all, 20 years ago, when events were unfolding in Bosnia and Herzegovina, his most memorable statement was, for every one Serb killed, you should kill 100 Bosnian Muslims. He has never apologized for that statement, and today he continues to reject the notion of genocide.
You're saying that when Mr. Vucic speaks about reconciliation and says that Serbia is doing its very best to encourage reconciliation, that affirmation is not being translated into acts.
Well, we need truth as well as reconciliation. And the idea that people would reconcile as if somehow they have equal guilt, I don't think is appropriate here nor reflects history correctly. There were those victims on many sides, and many people suffered. But there was one side that tried to commit genocide and had also engaged in aggression against Bosnia and Herzegovina. The problem for Mr. Vucic is that, in fact, he has refused to call Srebrenica by its correct name, which is genocide. Up to this date, Banja Luka, in fact, negates the whole notion that even the killings took place.